The things that you have and the things that you do are all meant to enhance your state of being. In other words, it's all about how you feel, and how you feel is all about coming into alignment with who you really are. When you tend to your alignment first, then the things you gather and the actions you perform only enhance your good feeling state of being. But if you do not find that vibrational balance first and attempt to make yourself feel better by bringing more things into your experience or participating in more activities in order to try to make yourself feel better, you just get further out of balance. We're not guiding you away from accumulating things or from taking action, because all of that is an essential part of your physical experience. In other words, you intended the wonderful experience of exploring the details of your physical world in order to help you personally determine your own joyous growth and expansion. But when you try to move forward from an imbalanced footing, it's always uncomfortable. If you'll begin by identifying how you want to feel or be, and then let your inspiration to accumulate or do come from that centered place, then not only will you maintain your balance, but you will now enjoy the things that you gather and the things that you do. Most people do most of their wanting from a place of lack. They want things in many cases simply because they do not have them. So the having of them does not really satisfy anything deep within them, because there's always something else that they do not have. And so it becomes a never-ending struggle to try to bring one more thing that still will not be satisfying, into their experience. Because I don't have this, I want it. And then they really think that getting it will fill the void. But that defies law. Any action that's taken from a place of lack is always counterproductive, and it always leads to more of a feeling of lack. The void that these people are feeling cannot be filled with things or satisfied with action, because the feeling of void is about the vibrational discord between their desires and their chronic habits of thought. Offering better feeling thoughts, telling a different story, looking for positive aspects, pivoting to the subject of what you really do want, looking for positive what ifs, that's how you fill that void. And when you do, a most interesting thing will occur in your experience. The things you have wanted will begin to flood into your experience. But these things that you've been wanting will flood into your experience not to fill your void, because that void no longer exists. They flow in because your void no longer exists. Certainly, you will gather many magnificent things into your experience. Our message is not for you to stop wanting, having, or doing. Our message is for you to want and accumulate and do from your place of feeling good.